back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I am here home in Minnesota. I'm calling you from my home office, and I'm looking out the window at snow. Well, it's not actually snowing, but there is definitely snow still on the ground. So it's a little bit colder here than it is down there.
You do know it's the first day of spring, right?
I know. In fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about for my devotion. I just don't know whether that news has gotten this far north. I mean, yesterday morning, they had a fresh new 4 inches of snow here, although it did get above freezing, so lots of it melted. So I said to my husband last evening, maybe in a month, we'll see green on these trees. Nothing like hoping, right?
There is hope. I got to play Blessed Spring earlier from Concordia Publishing House's Hymns for All Seasons or for All Saints, and it was a nice reminder. The change of the seasons is a beautiful thing.
It really is, and it is a reminder. I have always loved the reminder when the seasons change for those of us that are in areas where there are definitely four distinct seasons. It's always a reminder to me of God's love and faithfulness, the gift of His creation. I mean, it's just amazing. And I personally think that spring is one that we look forward to more than anything else.
It is. It's kind of that hope after the gloom of winter, right?
Exactly. Well, I did want to chat a little bit about Lutheran Senior Services before launching into my devotion about green today. But what I thought I would chat about just for a few minutes, just to explain a little bit more for our listeners, one of the services that Lutheran Senior Services offers. We've been chatting the last several weeks, Andy, about how do you know when you or an older adult you love is needing changes or really ought to have some sort of level of assistance. We sometimes want to rely just on our gut, and many times those of us who are closest to people don't always see the changes that other people do. For example, we often find that we get a lot more phone calls around holidays when other siblings are in town that perhaps have not seen their parents or their grandparents or other older loved ones for a while. And when they come in, they notice distinct changes that the individuals who are around don't always notice. So I wanted to let people know that we have a tool at Lutheran Senior Services that's called Senior Life Steps. It's not something that we ourselves developed. It's actually a nationally recognized program. It was developed, introduced already in 1997, licensed by the Health Resources Alliance. And so it's an independent assessment program. It's developed by clinicians and researchers, and then it's given by someone who's actually trained in that sort of assessment. It's called Senior Life Steps, and you can go ahead and have one of these, one of our elder care specialists come to your home and have that assessment done. If you wanted to have an idea of whether or not you or your loved one might need some sort of additional assistance, the specialist comes directly to your home for the screening, and then they complete a series of forms that gathers information about the capabilities, the health, the daily routines, and then it's actually things that we may or may not be aware of that help to make the assessment. The person might be asked to stand up, remember words, write a sentence, talk about his or her current medications, but that elder care specialist then is listening and participating to check on physical health, what's needed to maintain this person's current level of health, how difficult is it to make sure all medications are taken, how hard or easy is it to perform daily tasks like shopping or cleaning or driving, how about even basic daily tasks, how hard is it to conduct your own personal tasks like bathing or eating. Are there issues with memory? Are there issues with safety? So all of this is done. The specialist takes a look at this, does this assessment, and then will deliver some recommendations to you and your loved one as far as what might be available and what may be good recommendations for you to follow. And so this Senior Life Steps program is really very helpful. And if you're at all interested in getting started, it's delivered through our Outreach Social Services program. And Carol Melka, who is the Director of Outreach Social Services, can chat with anyone about what this entails, what it might cost, how long does it take, how do you actually just get started. So she can be called through 314-446-2475. Again, that's 314-446-2475. That's actually our Aging Answers referral line that I've mentioned before. And if anyone wants to call that line, they just can ask about Senior Life Steps, and they can find out exactly how they might get started and what it entails.
Very good. And that's available through Outreach Services. There are a lot of resources, a lot of services available through Outreach Services.
Yes, there is. Outreach Services is our division or department that is partially funded by the United Way of St. Louis. And so the reach for Outreach Services is really to anyone in the community at large. So that is our Good Neighbor program, our volunteer money management, geriatric care management. If anyone is really dealing with any sort of question that they do not know how to resolve, our elder care specialists are really very learned in all sorts of resources that are available throughout the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, and we can connect you to resources beyond Lutheran Senior Services to help meet a variety of needs.
Very good, very good. They're just it's a resource. The phone number again that you shared with us?
It's our Aging Answers referral line, mm-hmm. and it is 314-446-2475.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. And so I thought as a devotional thought today, we would think green. And actually, I am borrowing the devotional thought from our staff devotions on Monday morning. Of course, Monday morning was St. Patrick's Day. And of course, green, you know, people showed up to work in green. And Al Kepke, who has been on KFUO before, our Director of Foundation and Grounds, actually led devotions that morning. And so what he decided to do is he wanted to take a look at references about green in the Bible. And so I thought, since today is the first day of spring, we are all looking for green, I just wanted to share some of those same references with you and the listeners. So one of the meanings of color green in the Bible is sustenance and our Creator. So he took a look at Genesis 1, verse 30. And to all the beasts of the earth and to all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, God gives every green plant for food. Or in this case, it was God speaking, I give every green plant for food. So that green reminds us of that gift of the Creator, the sustenance that we were talking about earlier today. There are also references for hope and salvation. Genesis 8, verse 11, the end of the story from Noah's Ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So while it doesn't actually use the word green, we can certainly know that an olive leaf would be green. And that was the symbol to Noah that life had returned, that God had not turned his back on his creation, that flood had gone away, that the waters had receded, and the life of the earth had returned. It's also about, there's meaning green in the Bible, for a righteous man who heeds the commandments of God. In Jeremiah 17, verse 8, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And from Psalm 52, verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Green is also used in the Bible to reference a place of comfort and protection. Perhaps one of the first verses that comes to mind with the word green would be Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. It is also used for healing, Revelation 22, verse 2. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit every month, and the green leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And then, of course, there is Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15, the verses that I will use for closing, the sign of faithfulness in old age. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will still stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. So just as we referenced earlier today in our conversation just a few minutes ago, we are all waiting for spring. We are waiting for those first signs of green, for those forsythias and those daffodils to start peeking out and the buds to start greening. It will be a true sign of faithfulness of God and his love to us.
Amen to that. Amen. I was out on a walk recently and saw just those little buds on the tree, just that little hint that spring is mm-hmm. around the corner, and the green, as you said, is not far away.
It will be wonderful to see. So have a blessed day today.
Thank you. You too. Always good to check in with you, Jane.
Stay warm.
Thanks. You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty. Thanks.
Coming up Bye. In a little bit, we'll talk with Linda Lorenz from Saxon Lutheran Memorial. Stick around, listeners, for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.